Only a part of it. Okay. So anyway, fine. So that's where Tosfos leaves this. The Gemara continues. Hahu chavita, there was a barrel. The ifka leurka, it's split lengthwise. It means, take a barrel like this, it splits this way. And it probably, it sounds like it might have been, you know, on both sides. And the guy sees it, and the thing's about to come apart. Idreahu akum, the guy jumps up. Chabka, he hugs the barrel. So he's holding it together. So the Gemara says, Asharye Rafram Bar Papa, Vitema Ravhuna Breder of Yeshua Lizabune La'akum. So he permitted selling this. He permitted selling it to a non-Jew. So Rashi explains, the Holo Sheikh Sheikh, the third line. So Rashi says, even though the guy is touching the wine through an intermediary, because let's say he pushes the sides back together before the wine all spills out, and that's like medada bekanda, but medada bekanda, the guy can sort of shift, you know, swish it around in there. Maybe he does shichshuch. Here, the guy isn't doing shichshuch. He's holding on for dear life. So that's why in this case, they permitted it at least bahana. They didn't make it asr bahana. So that's what he says, legabe, if it splits that way. Bahani, meaning the Gemara says, depaka the urka. It's only if it's split lengthwise. Ava the pusse, if it's split widthwise, meaning here's your barrel and it's split this way. So then he says, afilu bishasiya shari. You can even drink it. Why? Maitaima, maisa levena ka'avit. The guy is basically, he's just a paperweight. He's maisa levena because when it splits this way, Rashi says it's about to fall, literally. You ran the saw down, it's still like in the cartoons, you know, in the cartoons when Wile E. Coyote goes off the cliff, you notice he never falls until he looks down and realizes he's gone off the cliff. Right? So here, somebody, you know, the saw splits the barrel down, and it hasn't yet, you know, it should fall, and before it does, the guy comes in and swoops in and grabs it, right? So that's there, it would have fallen on its own, the guy's really holding in. But if you split the barrel this way, so some of the wine's going to seep out, but fundamentally the weight of the barrel, the top of the barrel, is going to continue to press down. So when the guy just pushes it down, he's doing maisa levena. He's not really doing anything to the wine. And therefore, it's permitted even to drink it. Okay. So this is, by the way, and you think, again, every one of these cases, I didn't read every one of previous Tosas, but if you take a look just at the, look at the top line in Tosas, the top Tosas. Masa levena ka'avit. Va'apish yasiya nami shari. Perish reshbam. Vizela shono. Ove kochavim ma'mahadek ma'grofo shogigis. Malayayin. Kidei shishabru stakim. Shabob ma'malala lamata. So you have a guy who, I assume from his description, you're dealing with a barrel which has the slats. And some splits have developed, and there's some wine in it, maybe a little bit is leaky, and the guy goes and he tightens it. Maybe he tightens the metal rings around it or something like that. He's mahadek magrofo shogigis, kedei sheyischabru stakim shebol bal mamal lamata, ein ze kemechabek chavis laorka. Tosha says it's not, you would think that's exactly the case in the Gemara, right? A little wine is leaking out, and the guy goes and he tightens the metal things. Tosha says no. De chavis mevuka'as. Our Gemara is a case where it's muzumenes lipo chetze elach vechetze elach. It's literally going to fall in half, two parts, everything will spill out. Uchshu mechabka, when he grabs it, mechaber kol yayin zelazeh. He's holding all the wine together. Aval gigis yayin mimkoma omene dehiduka harishon. When you're talking about the Rashbam's case, the barrel stands based upon the original fastening, let's say, of the metal fasteners. This seder katan yesham is a little split, a little, you know, gap. Vuhu mahatko. He's just tightening that. So again, what I'm more interested in is not the Tosfos makes a balabatish chiluk. It's not an unreasonable chiluk, but you can see that this seems to be a common issue for them. But he says, "Avodavazer asa lios ovi kochavim tolchev naoros omatlas besedek ubachibar shulayim listom imnation al geah b'yayin." Ad kan l'shonus. Rashbam said, if there's a hole in there, he's not allowed to stuff a plug in there because then he's touching the wine directly. As when you hold the barrel together, he's pushing the barrel, which touches the wine, which closes off the wine. But here, he'd be putting the thing in directly. So again, it's just, it's one more thing. It's one more thing that seems to be Maisim B'Choyom. Tosfos goes through more details, but you can see it was something that was very real in their lives. So even if they didn't own vineyard, they were certainly making wine.
So what's the fundamental principle? I mean, if we can, after all these fine points, if there's any action that in some way impacts on the wine whatsoever, basically it's usher.
Yes and no. In other words, when you say impacts, it has to be a physical contact through an intermediary. Right, the difference between the barrel that splits this way and the barrel that splits this way is that when he holds the barrel like this, he's holding the barrel, he's pressing the barrel against the wine in order to keep it in.
There's no impact on the wine.
No, that's an impact on the wine. That's like medado bekana, but it's not as bad because you can't do shechshach. So we permit it to sell it. You're not allowed to drink it. When the guy just pushes the top of the barrel down, in effect, he's not actually. If you think about it, we wouldn't say that when he presses down. What would we say his forces apply to? His indirect forces apply to what? The bottom half of the barrel. In other words, if I'm pushing the top half, I'm touching the lower barrel. So that's not a problem. That's called Maisa Levena. I'm not operating on the wine, I'm operating on the barrel. Whereas when I'm holding together the barrel that's split like this, I'm actually pushing, in effect, the wood against the wine. So that's what Tosa says. That's only considered operating against the wine when it's going to fall apart completely. When I'm just tightening something to close up a little crack, where a little wine leaks out, I'm not really considered operating on the wine. Whereas, if there's a hole there and I stuff something in, so I'm indirectly touching the wine, you know, through my physical pushing it, my sort of sticking the plug in there. Okay. Finally, the Gemara concludes with, "Hahu oved kochavim d'shtakach t'have koi b'matzarta." There was a guy who was standing in the wine press room. Amar Avashi. Now the question is, we're fear maybe he touched a little bit of the wine, the drops of wine that were left in the vat. Se'i ikatofeach lahatpiach boi hadacha o boi nigov. If there's enough liquid in the vat where if you touch it and then you touch your finger to something else you will leave moisture, then that's considered wine and you have to do nigov. Really, you have to do nigov, which means using these ashes and water. Ashes were like a form of soap to clean it out well. If not, you only need to do hadacha. You can rinse it out with water. Okay. So that's what the Gemara leaves it as. Fine. Now the Mishnah begins. And this is really, I would say, kind of the last the Mishnah is the last Mishnah that's going to deal, I'll call, with Koach issues, and now we're going to deal with more what I'll call Nemanos and Umdara issues in the Mishnah and Tzamech Aleph, which we're not going to do. So, Ove Kolchavim Shenimsa Ome Bitzad HaBor Shel Yayin. The guy is standing next to the pit of wine, and the question is, are you afraid that he might have, while you weren't looking, touched it? So the Mishnah says, Im Yeshlo Milve Alav Aser, Ein Lo Milve Alav Mutter. So, right now, when you read the Mishnah, one could have said, Im yesh lo milva alav, lo is the guy, and alav is what? Yesh lo milva alav. The guy has a what?
On the bor.
No, that's not, well, that's not how I would have read it. I don't know how I would have read it, but that's not how the Gemara suggests it was initially read.
On the guy.
On the Jew. The guy has a loan against the Jew, right? It's on the other person. Yesh lo alav.
Right.
Not on the wine. In other words, if the guy has a debt that the Jew owes him, then he might say, well, I'm checking out the wine because maybe I'm just going to take him. That, you could have read the Mishnah that way.
That's what I thought they say.
Okay, so then Alav is... Oh, right. I'm sorry. So the Alav is on the Jew, not on the wine. Okay, right. We're going to see because Shmuel's going to talk about it. Then, Ein lo milv al asa, not fall the bar. If a guy fell into the bar, the Allah, and came up, that's one case, meaning he didn't touch the wine on purpose. Or middado bekana, which we've talked about many times already, if you measured it with a stick stuck a ruler in, so he touches it indirectly. Or hitizes atzira bekana. Or if there was a little fly or bug in the wine, and he took the kana and he flicked it out. Or oshahayimat piach al pichaves merutachas. You had apparently poured the wine, and there was the foam on top, and he was like, you know, put his hand through the foam. So he didn't actually put his hand in the wine itself. So the question is, does he make it yai nesach? And the Gemara says, b'chol elu hayamasef amru yimacher. You had meisim like this, and the Chachamim paskin mutter b'hana asu b'sirsiya. Rabbi Shimon Mathir. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's mutter. Natal asachavis uzrako b'chamaso labor, zeha yamaisev echshirav. He took a barrel, an empty barrel, presumed, and he was angry, and he threw it into the bar, so he moved, in effect, he did something to the wine. The Mishnah says it was a ma'aseh v'chshira, they permitted it completely. Now, what's interesting about this is, presumably the reason they permitted it is because if he was so angry, he wasn't thinking about yai nesach. And maybe he wasn't even intending to throw it to the bar. The question is, what if he did intend to throw it to the bar? So the Gemara is going to talk about that as well. Okay, but Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, commenting on the Mishnah, v'hu sheyesh lo milva al oso yayin. Yeah, it has to be there's a milva on that specific wine. Now, when I first read the Gemara, I read the way Rabbi Feldman read it, which was the Mishnah, where I thought you initially read it, which was im yesh lo alav on the wine milva. He had rights, and the wine was a mash was set was in effect designated as a mashkon for him to collect from if the Jew didn't pay. In other words, it was I would call it a mashkon, but I would say it was like an aputiki or something like that. The guy intended to collect from the wine if the Jew didn't pay him back. That's what I thought. So when I read Shmuel's statement, v'hu sheyesh lo milva al oso yayin, I didn't understand. That's what the Mishnah said. Like, for a moment, I was wondering, did Shmuel have a different nusach in the Mishnah? Did he have something? I thought maybe the Mishnah just read, ove kocham shenimsa ome bitzad habor shel yayin, im yesh lo milva aser, ein lo milva mutar. And Shmuel was saying, milva al oso yayin. But that's not what Shmuel has our Mishnah. And the way he read our Mishnah was that in Yeshlo Alav on the Jew. There's the guy standing next to this bar of wine. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about the guy's relationship to the wine. It's about the guy's relationship to a Jew who owes him money. So Shmuel says, you're only concerned about the guy touching the wine. It's not enough that the Jew owes the guy money. He also has to have this wine, in effect, designated. Like, this is what the guy was going to collect if the Jew didn't pay him back the loan. Then it's awesome. Then he feels like it's his already, so he can touch it. What's the big deal?
It's collateralized, but...
Right. Correct. Amar Rav Ashi Masnisa Nami Deka. He says that the next Mishnah on Samach Aleph is also Meduyak, the Tanan. Hamitaher Yeno Shel Ove Kochavim Vinosno Bershuso. If someone is mitaher the wine of a guy and leaves it in the guy's Rishus. Now what this means is as follows. The guy was making wine, but he knew there was a good kosher market. He wanted to sell his wine to Jews. So basically he hired a Jew to make the wine. That's what he did. The Jew would handle this run, and then, so the Jew does it, and it's going to be sold to Jews, and the Jew, in effect, is going to take the wine and sell it to Jews, and pay the guy. Now, what did the Jew do with the wine after he processed it? He put it in the guy's rishus. He put it in the guy's rishus, and I think Rashi says there was a seal on it. There was a chosam or mafteach. And the Mishnah says, "Amitahir yeno shel ovek alchavim menos no brishus." So he leaves it in the guy's brishus. V'hala kosev lo hiskabalti mimcha maos. The guy writes him, says he writes him a patur that says, "I received money from you," even though the guy hasn't, and they both know it. They both know that Jew hasn't paid, but the guy in effect is giving him permission to go sell the wine because you paid me for it already. He writes hiskabalti mimcha maos mutar. But, in other words, we're not choshish the guy touches the wine anymore because it's not the guy's wine. However, Aval Mihirtse Yisrael Lahutsio, Ve'en Manicha Chitelema Osav. Let's say that the Jew comes to take the wine, the guy says, not so fast, where's my cash? So even though he wrote this Kabalti Lumcha, nonetheless, the Mishnah says, Zeha Yemaisa Bebeshan, Ve'asru. That was what the Mishnah says.
So that now, takes possession of the wine, but doesn't touch it.
What's that?
If the non-Jew takes possession of the wine, but does has no impact, doesn't touch it whatsoever.
Oh, I wouldn't say he takes possession of the wine. He has possession of his wine.
But he never touched it.
Right.
So therefore, is there any impact on it being osur b'shtiyah?
No, the concern is that maybe he did in this case. The concern is that maybe he opened something up and touched it. So if it's not his, then he is less likely to do so. If it is his, maybe if it's not the Jews yet, so then there's a greater concern. He's going to say, it's my wine. When you give me a hard time about touching it for? So how does the Mishnah prove the point? So the Gemara Zemadayik, Taima de'ein manicho. It's because the guy won't let the Jew take the wine and it's usher. Hamanicho, shari. If the guy would allow the Jew to take the wine out, then we're not concerned the guy's going to touch it. Now remember that these two cases are a little bit different in that in our Mishnah, I believe it's the Jew's wine. So the guy is less likely to touch it. In that Mishnah, it was the guy's wine. So there, but the Gemara thinks that these are sort of analogous. If the guy wouldn't let the Jew take the wine there, then that's the equivalent of Yeshlo Milval Osoyayin in this case. If the guy would allow the Jew to take the wine there, so in this case, even though the Jew owes him money, so he has no specific claim to the Jew's wine, and therefore it's mutter. Okay, the Gemara says, Shmamina, Milval Osoyayin Ve'inan, Shmamina. Fine, so Shmuel's statement is taken to be correct. Right.
On the wine.
What's that?
It's
the Milva has to be on the wine, correct. Next. Nafala barva Allah. Amarat Papa. Lashanu Elish Allah Mace. Allah is they dredged him out of the bar. Now the truth is I'm not sure which is more revolting. Probably more revolting when a dead man was in the wine, but the truth is if a person fell into the wine, I think most of us today would say
we'll pass on the drinking.
We'll libate it into the ground or something like that. But nonetheless, so, I will tell you that, you know, I've heard this multiple, my brother told me a story from, he's a few years older than I am, so this goes back probably almost 40 years, not quite 40 years, but, you know, he said working in the kitchen, the caterer in Muncie, and, you know, apparently somebody was carrying a tray of chickens, at a meal, and it fell on the floor, and the first thing the caterer said, quickly close the doors to the kitchen, right? So the things that you might be eating, and most of us don't die from eating it, so, okay, when food is scarce, you make different kinds of decisions. Right, you use the 3-second rule or something like that.
5-second.
5-second rule.
That would be okay. Valid.
I don't know. I think they've studied this issue, but I don't remember what the results were. So anyway, lo shanu el shalames av Allah chay aser. If he climbed out of the boar alive, it's aser. My time, our papa, the dami aleik yomedam. Rashi explains on his way out of the thing, he gives thanks to his God for being saved and not drowning, and you know he's menasech the yain through shishach right then. Okay, fine.
That's ki yomedam.
That is ki yomedam. Yes. Next, Midada Bakana, Kol Enu Hayumais of Amri Machar Shimata, Amar Vada Barava, Yanuchud Rabbi Shimon Brachos al Rosho. Blessings upon the head of Rabbi Shimon. Kishumatir Matir Afila Bishasioch, Shuoser Oser Afila Bana. In other words, Rabbi Shimon's position, it seems like he's very consistent. It's very, you know, straightforward. It is or it isn't. None of this, like, okay, can't drink it, you can sell it. So now the Gemara says, Amar Chibered Rabbar Nachmani, Amar Chista Amar Rav, Amila Amar Chista Amar Zir Halacha, Rabbi Shimon. So either it's Rav Chista, or either Zeiri, or Rav said Halacha, Rabbi Shimon, Ikad Amre. Did I read that already? I'm sorry. Ikad Amre, Amar Rav Chista, Amar Li Abba Bar Chanan, Hachi Amar Zeiri, a different way of quoting Zeiri, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon. Okay? And the Gemara concludes, Ein Halacha, Rabbi Shimon. Right, that's the anonymous layer of the Gemara speaking. That's the one that we always paskin like. So in this case, we're not make of like Rabbi Shimon to assume that it's mutter b'shasiya. We assume that it is only mutter b'hano. Okay, and now for our final little piece, natal chavis uzraka b'chamas on the barzei machse v'shira. Amar Ravashi, kol shebizav tamei ba'oved kochavim oseyai nesach. Kol shebizav tahar ba'oved kochavim. So this requires a bit of explanation, because the Gemara statement can be a little bit misleading. How does a Zav convey Tumah to something? So a Zav can convey tuma in one of three or four ways. Regular objects, let's put it that way.
Touching.
He can either touch it, even if he's not touching it, if he's carrying it, or, and this might be unique to Zav, it's called tumas hesed. Hesed is when he causes it to move. He causes it to move through a direct intermediary. It's why we talk about if you have a kli cheres, which is sealed, it has its samid pasil around the lid, and it has something, and the kli is tahor, and it has something in it, and you bring in olal hamace, you can even touch the mace, it's tahor. Because a kli cheres is only mekabel tuma mitocho, from the inside, that's a general rule. And the tumah of the mace can't get in there. So any object, in principle, any object inside the kli cheres should be tahar. There's only one way to be metame something inside a kli cheres, if the zav moves it around. Because the zav is not only metame through touching, through carrying, but also through hesed. And since it can be moved around when it's inside the tumah pasa, the zav is metame it then. Now Rashi writes here, kol shebezav, yeah?
A zavato. A zava as well.
Yes. Zav nida yoladas. Yeah. Zav is just an example of one of these four individuals who we might call tuma yotze labigufo is a tuma chamura. So Rashi writes on kol shebezav tamei, but ove kochav osayai nesach lo ayri ramashi beheset klal ela b'maga. He's not talking about heset. But rather touching. His only point was that when a goy throws something, if a zav, let's say this is not tuma, not makabel tuma, and I'm a zav and I throw it like that, and it moves it, it's tahor. Hesed has to be direct. So Rashi says that it's simply coming to teach you in terms of the laws of touching. Hachi kamar kol maga shebezav tamei kigon bechiburin bein biyado bein bekana shem ovde kochavim zav. V'hayayin ukli o adam mitame bezav afayayin nasa bekach yayin esach gengo adam anogei bezav ben shenaga bo azav mamish ben bekana tame afayayin shenaga bo chavim ben miyada ben bekana nasa yayin esach. Okay. But it doesn't mean to say that every form of hesed that azav is mitame, a guy is mitame, as Rashi points, makes yayin esach. By a guy, why? The leka lemeimer the Ravashi aheseto shel zav namikoi the amar Ravashi leel zika ben melea ben chaser shari with the kavasa beheset shel zav tamei. The zav is carrying around the wine inside a kli, even if the kli is not mekabel tuma from the zav. Take the tzamid pasal a kli cheres. Nonetheless, because the stuff inside is moving around, so then that would be tamei ben heset azav. A guy is meset the zika. Ravashi said it's the wine is no problem because it's sealed up. And therefore, he can't touch it, and it's not derech kirkush bekach. So Rashi says the Gemara did not mean to suggest that every time that the zav is metame, it's yayin nesach. No, what he meant to really say was that when the zav is tahor, when the zav doesn't make it tame, then, well, I should say, Rashi should say, whenever the zav makes it tame through maga, in the same way it works by yayin nesach. So if the zav does this, that's considered maga. Bechiburin, he doesn't have to move it. If I'm touching one, that's considered tumas maga bechiburin. Even though I'm not touching the tzav's not touching this, he's touching this, which is touching that. So the same thing would hold true by a goy as well. But the yayin nesach, if the goy is pushing the yayin, touching through the binary, that is tameh. So now the Gemara asks a question: Eisir huna Ravashi, really? Natala sachabes uzraka b'chamas olabor. If the goy takes a barrel and he throws it in his anger into the pit, zehay ma'aseh b'beishan v'chshiva ba. So that's a case when you initially read the Mishnah, what does it sound like? Is that this or is that this? A or B? A is that what the guy did?
B.
Or B, push it. Zarek b'chamas ol habor.
B.
A.
A. In other words, he doesn't touch the wine directly. He takes the barrel and throws it into the bar. In other words, it's indirect. So the Gemara says, that's what they read the Mishnah saying. So the Gemara is the Kasha that Rav Huna asked the Rav Ashi, you told me that this is Yayin Nesach because it's Tameh by Azav, and that this is not Yayin Nesach because it's not Tameh by Azav. So he says, but the Mishnah says that zarak bechamaso, I throw it in, then it's okay. But what happened shelo bechamaso? Bechamaso in shelo bechamaso lo. In other words, let's say I was calm. I'm a guy. I'm rationally. I'm calculating it. I throw it like that. So that sounds like from the Mishnah it's aser. So you see, it's not analogous to a zav. By a zav, it doesn't matter whether the zav is angry, not angry. It doesn't matter whether he's standing on one foot or the other foot. It makes no difference. If he doesn't touch it directly, if he throws it, it's not metame beheset or maga. So therefore, how can you say? But the Mishnah says by Yai Nesach, zrako, it implies zrako shelo bechamaso would in fact be aser. And the question is, why would it be aser? So the Gemara answers, lo, hasam de ka'azel mine umine. And the way Tosus explains, I don't want to go with Rashi's explanation, is that no, listen, the guy, it doesn't mean he literally threw it to the bar. He was like so angry, he's shoving that barrel, he's pushing it, and he runs it all the way into the bar and then lets go. But there is theoretically, at the last moment, contact in the bar, and the Mishnah is cool as because he did it out of anger. In other words, maybe he didn't even intend to run it into the bar. He was just like, he just took the barrel and he smashed it down on the wine. Right? But he didn't let go until it hit the wine. So then, bechamaso is okay. Because he, in effect, it was shelo b'chavana. Whereas he did it shelo b'chamaso, then that would be havana, and that's called kocho. But if, Tosfos says, if he threw it, it doesn't matter. That's the Gemara's answer. Whether it's b'chamaso, shelo b'chamaso, because it would not be metame b'hesed azav, it's indirect. Therefore, it's indirect by Yayin Nesach, and it is not aser as Yayin Nesach. Okay. Any questions?
Yeah. Excellent. Terrific. Thank you.